It had been expected that a review into Fianna Fáil's failed presidential campaign would be completed by Wednesday. It now appears that date is unlikely to be met, with the party saying in a statement yesterday that while it had aimed for publication on the 12th of November, this may take longer than originally planned. Well, we're joined now on the line by Fianna Fáil TD for Galway West, John Connolly. Deputy Connolly, many thanks for joining us this afternoon. We're hearing, of course, that this report won't be finished on Wednesday as had been expected. Are you surprised by that?
Well, I'm certainly disappointed. I think there's other members are also disappointed by that. In the meeting we had in October when we first reviewed the campaign as it unfurled for Jim Gavin, there was a sense that it would be in the best interest of everyone that this would be done in a thorough, transparent and timely manner. And it's unfortunate, I think, that the first deadline set down will be missed. I think it's important now that what we do is we set a new deadline, because I don't think anybody is well served by this being dragged out.
Presumably you would like to see that deadline being fairly soon.
I think it's really important. I think everybody would, I think, for all parties interested in this. I would not be saying that any delay here would be a denial of finding out what happened here, but I think it's important that that sense wouldn't pervade and we wouldn't allow it to happen. There's also a concern, I suppose, that people might have that as the deadline might be pushed out and pushed out, they'll be pushed out to a point when this is less relevant. And I don't think that'll go down very well. We already see a level of discord in the party regarding this. It was well reported following last Wednesday's parliamentary party meeting that there was some discord, again, on issues arising from this. So I think it's really important that we get this done in a really timely manner.
Well, you've described the delay as very disappointing. Do you think that that's a view that will be widely shared in the parliamentary party? Have you spoken to others about how they feel about the delay?
No, and at Wednesday evening's meeting, when a risk of delay was raised, we were assured that, you know, that at that time that we were still aiming for the 12th. So there hasn't been a huge discussion about the delay, but I did hear a colleague yesterday express delay on the airwaves. And I think it would be a sense among the members that we want to get this done and want to get this report concluded at the earliest possible opportunity.
Do you have any sense of what is causing the delay? Is it related to the terms of reference of the review? What is the reason for it?
Well, I don't have any insight into what is the reason for it. I do think it is. There is a significant volume of work in it. I suppose from my own perspective, what I'm particularly interested in is how the process came about that we selected Jim Gavin. When did that commence? Who was involved? Who devised party strategy on the issue? I can tell you, Fiona, that there was no discussion of parliamentary party about the party strategy prior to the nomination process being opened. I understand one of the things I've asked myself of the review committee is to examine what discussions occurred at our Corlea level on how our process will be undertaken by the party. I understand from a member of the Orcolia that there was very little discussion about the presidential election either there. So for me personally, I want to know who and how is party policy and strategy around these things devised? Who has that input? I'd have to say the parliamentary party had little input, and that raises concerns with me.
We understand that Micheál Martin has not yet been spoken to as part of this review. He has, of course, been in Brazil at the COP30 in recent days. Do you think that there is still a threat to Micheál Martin's position as party leader?
It's difficult to read it, interpret it. I suppose one of the things I'd say about that, the terms of reference that we agreed on at the parliamentary party meeting was that there would be discussion between the review group and the relevant elected representative and party officials. The Taoiseach is very obviously one of those. I would think it would be important for the Taoiseach to sit down with the review body at the earliest possible opportunity to outline from his perspective how the process unfolded.
Well, a poll last week from the Sunday Independent and Ireland Thinks showed that Micheál Martin's personal popularity was down 10 points to 33%, making him the least popular leader among the five largest parties in the Dáil. Are figures like that a concern for Fianna Fáil TD's deputy?
Well, I think it's important to say that that's the first time we've seen that. Polls up to that had showed that the party leader was the most popular leader of all political parties. We do say that we don't take great recognition of the polls, and we don't regard them very highly. But I don't think it goes on. I don't think it's lost on people. And I think it is really important that we do have that balanced view, though. Up to that point, up to recent point, Taoiseach did enjoy substantial popularity among our members, among the wider electorate. He has led us successfully to a point where we are now the largest party in the Dáil again. But again, the outcome of this review won't be without consequences. And I think, should the outcome highlight that the input into party policy and party strategy of elected representatives, those who have the confidence of the public, that their input is relegated behind, possibly unelected officials, there could be, that would have to be addressed.
Fianna Fáil TD for Galway West, John Connolly, many thanks for joining us this afternoon.